The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, second hour. Chris Klaproth is our producer. We're here to bring you talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We'd really like to give these four tickets away, two groups of two, to the Steve Chapman event coming up next Friday night, the 11th, at the Eastern Assembly of God. Now, regular $14 to get in, but you can get in for nothing if you call in and say, I want to go to this thing. I'd really like to go see Steve Chapman. If you've ever Googled him, as I've asked you to do in the past, you'll see that he's a tremendous hunter, and he's written a number of books, and you can meet Steve and greet Steve and talk to him in person at the Eastern Assembly of God next Friday night. Starts at 6 o'clock. And we know you'll enjoy it. It's good food, good fun, a lot of door prizes and things like that. Very hunting oriented and a good bunch of men. A good bunch of ethical men, Christian men who are there to share their love of hunting and their love of God. So we'd ask you to think about attending that. And, you know, we'll be there. Robin and I'll be there. We can meet you but we want to give some tickets away. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. Here are the rules. You call in, you leave your name and number with our producer, Chris, and only call if you're going to go. I mean, you can call about anything. If you want to go, tell Chris you want to go and leave your number. We'll either pick a winner at the end of the show, or we'll immediately award the two tickets to you and your person, your other person, your plus one. Right, Chris? They're plus one. Is that how you say it now?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said they're plus one. That's how you say guest anymore, right? You don't say plus one anymore. I mean, you don't say you and a guest. You say you and plus one.
Or
you
either plus that one. Or your significant other. I mean, there's lots of things you can say. Or yeah. Just be traditional and say, you know, you and a friend.
You and your wife?
Yep. There you go.
Or, well...
Yeah, I know. It's
okay,
hard.
It's difficult. And, you know, I don't want to be politically correct. I really don't.
No, but, you spend more time trying to find the right words. Just say it and get it out. If they have a problem, well, it's their problem.
We were stuck in traffic on our way to dinner in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. We had Robin's daughter and her husband, you know, our son-in-law and daughter-in-law, my son-in-law and daughter-in-law. Anyway, Robin's daughter, her husband. Let's just leave it at that. Anyway, hey, if you're listening, guys, hi, hello. We're sitting in traffic, and we were talking about that type of subject. Mm-hmm. Do you know there are 60 different genders you can identify as now?
That's a long political conversation there.
60 different genders you can identify as. Yeah. It's no longer just man and woman. You can identify as all kinds of stuff. So anyway, I mean, if I go down the end of the hall here and the men's restroom is occupied and I need the facility, I am going to identify as a woman and go across the hall.
You're not going to be the first, nor are you going to be the last. It happens.
I know.
Especially when you've got an office full of men and
an office,
one restroom.
One restroom, yeah, exactly right. And I mean, I'm sure it's not reflective of the sales team in it, but I'm sure there's probably some prostate problems in that group. Anyway, 410 WCBM 68. Anyway, I was talking about the upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about some of the stuff. I'm trying to remember some of the stuff we talked about. But I got into this research on this tick disease, this alpha-gal allergy. And it turns out that alpha-gal is a sugar that is found in mammalian meat, which means beef, pork, lamb, venison, and so forth. Okay?
Any warm-blooded animal.
Sheep. Anything that hunters particularly, eat, mm-hmm. basically, other than fowl, other than, birds and mm-hmm. geese and ducks and so forth. But this sugar what happens is your body creates an allergy to these sugars in mammalian meat. And the result is anaphylaxis, which means, you've heard of anaphylactic shock, and that the result is an allergy to those sugars. Your numbers get way out of whack, and your body develops antibodies to fight that, and it results in hives, rash, shortness of breath, anything that, you can become allergic to, just like a peanut allergy, just like, any other kind, hay fever, any other type of allergy, you can be affected when you eat red meat, and you're done for the rest of your life, unless there becomes a cure for it. You're eating chicken and fish and seafood the rest of your life. You're not eating any more beef. You're not eating any more steaks. You're not eating any more pork. So we caution you turkey hunters and you folks that are out in nature and loving it to protect yourself. The only protection against ticks that I know of is any kind of spray like Sawyer's that contains permethrin. Okay? That's the active ingredient that you want to watch that'll kill ticks on contact and keep them from coming up your pant leg or up your boot or, crawling on you in some way. Now, if you're out trimming bushes, and you're up high and you're cutting stuff and, you're going to get affected from the waist up. One of the first ticks I ever had on me was behind my ear, and it came from a hunt in Delaware where the woods were flooded, and I was, didn't realize how flooded they were, but I was walking through the woods trying to push some deer to my hunting companion, and I was in the branches and going through, and apparently a tick was up high out of the water and got stuck on behind my ear. So there you go. There's Mark in Annapolis. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Alan?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I was just calling for the tickets. I'm on my way down to Cambridge.
Okay.
And I've read Chapman's book, several of Chapman's books, and they are absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And a follower, a believer, they are really incredible.
That's good, Mark. I'm glad to hear that from you. We've got your number, right?
Yes.
All right. I will make sure that your name is available to the folks from the event, and it is a will call type of deal.
Okay.
So they'll have.
Where is it again?
It's at the Eastern Assembly of God in Dundalk.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll probably give you a call, but you can send me an email if you want me to give you send directions and stuff. We'll be glad to do that. But it's not hard to locate. That's not a far drive. So.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. You got the tickets. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Miss Fran.
Good morning.
I've been drinking my tart cherry juice.
Well, did it work pretty good for you?
Yeah, it worked great.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say this.
Yes, ma'am.
We are what we eat, right?
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say another thing, but I just want to touch about that gout. You eat too much pork. That gout will take you to another world.
Shrimp too.
And missed the two donuts. I'm going to stop at that.
I'm down to one. Down to one.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
it's a big donut. It's an elephant ear.
Well,
from Big Country Bakery.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so about the Friday night, I already have my ticket.
I already have my ticket.
Yes. So
you're what?
An invited guest.
You're an invited guest.
Yeah, so I plan to be there. I'm
that's great,
I hope
girl.
That Chapman can autograph my book, because the first camo day that I went to, I didn't know what to expect, so I took something to read, and it was one of his books.
Well, there you go.
It'd be great if he could autograph it, you know, and I got that autographed by him.
Well, that'd be good. I'm sure he will. He seems like a real nice guy.
Good.
Yeah. And we, you know, there was another fellow that used to do deer seminars, and he was very active in a magazine called Deer and Deer Hunting.
Uh-huh.
And he passed not long ago. He did an event here in Baltimore that I helped promote and coordinate and attend and contribute to. And his name was, Charles Alzheimer. Not like Alzheimer's disease, Alzheimer.
Uh-huh.
Was his name. And I just read in the latest issue of Deer and Deer Hunting that he passed.
Wow.
I did not know that. So there you go. But another great guy. You know, there are a number of guys out there that are involved in our world and that do travel from church to church.
Yeah.
Chad Scher, another phenomenal speaker, great Christian guy from that represents CVA all across the country. Chad Scher, we've interviewed him on our airways here, so it's all good. You know?
Well, I've been reading this new magazine I subscribe to now. They have some great articles in there. One about the groups and people that are working diligently against the Second Amendment.
Sure.
And the other article was self-defense insurance.
Oh, wow.
And what you need to be prepared for.
Interesting.
You may not have a lot of home invasion down the East Shore, but where I live.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah. You kill somebody trying to break in your home, drag them inside. Castle doctrine should protect you.
Yeah, it's when they're inside, you know, what to say, what not to say.
Yeah.
What you need to look for, how many suits can come against you.
Oh, yeah. No question.
It's really good knowledge to know.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I'd say hi to you guys.
Well, thanks, Fran. We'll see you Friday night.
I hope so.
Thank you. Thank you, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. Hey, Mark in Towson, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Are you rested up?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, finally.
Glad to hear it. Glad to
I just wanted to follow up on something that Fran said, and it's very insightful. You are what you eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've always made it a policy never to eat rump roast.
I'm just going to let that hang there, Mark, okay? Just for a minute, just for a minute, a few seconds of dead air, so... I don't know what to say to that. I really don't. I have no comeback.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good one. I like it. Can I use it? Can I steal it?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
It's public domain, I assure you.
That's pretty damn funny. Mark, you made my day.
Have a great week.
Thank you, buddy. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, exactly. 410 WCBM 680. Hey, we got a taker on two of the tickets. We've got two left. Yep, that's good. And you got Mark's information. Not this Mark, the first Mark. Yeah, got it. All right. So anyway, I was talking about that allergy to the, you know, and Alan Summers just walked in the door. Alan has Lyme disease. Our son-in-law has Lyme disease and has had Rocky Mountain spotted fever. He works outside. He does, you know, underground work and, you know, laying that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you what, I've known people who have been very adversely affected by tick-borne diseases, and not just Lyme disease. It's this alpha gal allergy. It's Rocky Mountain spotted fever. It's there's a bunch of them. And we did run into a lady at the Lyme Association of Delmarva Lyme Association in Salisbury, and you can Google that. Ran into the executive director last weekend, and very, very wealth of knowledge. And we're going to have her on the air. We're going to have her on the air talking about Lyme disease, especially as, you know, we get a little closer. But right now, You've got larval ticks out there. You know, they're hatching all over the place, and they hatch a couple times a year. Have you ever been subjected to larval ticks? They call them seed ticks.
No.
I was. I lived it. Jacob and I were dove hunting on the eastern shore, Dorchester County, one year, first day of dove season, September 1st. And we shot a couple birds that went behind us. You know, we're on the edge of a field. Birds went behind us into the pine woods. And to get into the pine woods, I had to walk through this high grass. What a mistake. I was infested with chiggers, top to bottom. When I came out of the high grass, I looked on my arms, and it looked like I'd been sprinkled with pepper. And I said to myself, I'm in trouble. And immediately tried to
brush
all this stuff off. It didn't work. I had over 300 bites on my arms and legs. Yeah, counted them. I don't know why I counted them, but there were a lot of them. Okay, I think I just took a block of 10 and multiplied that by, you know, surface area. But anyway, it's 300 some. Over the course of the next several days, also in that pile of grass, I picked 7 seed ticks off of me on various parts of my anatomy. 7. Don't know what kind of ticks they were. They could have been anything. They could have been Lone Star ticks, because the larva does not have the distinguishing white dot on the back that the female Lone Star tick has. Okay, so you know, if you look at ticks, they're all ugly as hell.
Mm-hmm.
They're all arachnids. They're all spiders, which I don't like anyway. But these are just horrific critters. God knows why he created them, and only he knows, because I don't. But anyway, they all carry different types of diseases, and tick-borne diseases are almost at epidemic proportions here in this country.
Well, I mean, that's how the bubonic plague was spread.
That was fleas, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was fleas or ticks. Either way, it was a
bite from a flea on a rat, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, no question. Bubonic plague, Black Death. Exactly right. Lyme disease, you know, there's just, Lyme disease, with all its intensity. The store where I used to work in East Baltimore at Outdoor Sportsman was owned by Jack Barnhart. His wife, Joan, was afflicted with Lyme disease. And, you know, there have been other people that I've known throughout the years. Jimmy Alexander over at Alexander's Farm over there on the Eastern Shore in Kent County. And, you know, a horrible disease. So, you know, just protect yourself. It's not difficult to keep the ticks from biting you, and to seek treatment if you find a tick on you. Get the tick off. Preserve it if you want. Put it in a little glass jar or something. Let somebody look at it and identify it if you want. Or whenever I'm bitten by a tick and I pick one off, I simply call my family doctor. I say, look, I just got bit by a tick. I need a prescription for doxycycline. I'm not going to come in because we've been through this before. And typically they'll say, that's great, that's fine, you know. So, and I get a script called in, and it's an antibiotic that as soon as you start taking it, I mean, you know, it's like sometimes it's a one-dose deal, you know, and it kills it. So, you know, but it's another danger of the outdoors. You know, you worry about mosquitoes and encephalitis and Zika and all this stuff, a little tick
thing. It just even happens if you're out cutting your grass.
It does. It does. You can get. Yeah, that's what happened to this guy that I interviewed. He was cutting grass.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought anything about it. Picked a tick off of his right side. Pulled it off and then had a little rash for a couple weeks. Didn't think anything about it. Didn't feel bad. Didn't have a fever or anything. Everything's fine.
And then it hit.
Grilled some steaks on the grill. Went to bed. Woke up. Hives. Rash, lasted a couple weeks, took some Benadryl, took some, I can't remember what else he took, something combined with Benadryl, disappeared for a week. Ate some meat a week later, a couple days later, here comes the rash again. Did not relate the rash to eating the meat. Why would you?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't seem normal.
Right. After the 5 or 6 times, the last one was really bad. He had done some New York strips on the grill. And, you know, went to bed, everything was fine, and Ed woke up and, yeah, he said, I'm going to the doctor. Doctor said, I don't know what this is, but go to your local allergist. And he did. And the guy said, hey, you know, I'm not sure. Have you been bitten by a tick? And he said, Yep. Time for blood test.
Numbers. And that's when it showed up.
Yeah, that's what it took. Numbers were way out of whack. One of his enzymes or antibody or something, you know, that reacts to meat, this mm-hmm. sugar in meat, mm-hmm. it was supposed to be like 0.035 or something like that. I mean, very
over the scale.
54.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he was way off the scales. So he got on a couple of prescriptions and, you know.
Able to manage it.
Able to manage it, yeah. But he still has to carry EpiPen. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, I mean, anaphylaxis is what it is, but, mm-hmm. you know. So I had a brother-in-law that perished because of anaphylactic shock due to a peanut allergy. 29 years old, left behind four kids.
Oh, my goodness.
On vacation with his family in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a restaurant, ate something probably fried in peanut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know it. Wound up in the hospital. Walked in, didn't walk out. They got him treated, you know, uh-huh. and he's on the table. And I don't know if medicine or something made him sick. He regurgitated and it went into his lungs. Well, what's it? Aspirated into his mm-hmm. lungs. And, you know, he's fighting that off and heart stopped. Yeah, tough, man. Tough life. So... Just gotta beware of all those allergies. So, I guess it's time to tell the folks that I used to have hay fever. I used to suffer terribly from hay fever, and I'll never forget. We're driving down Liberty Road, and I'm starting. You know, I mean, I was taking antihistamines, and you know, my eyes would water, sneeze, cough, and all this stuff. I'm driving down Liberty Road. I was in the back of the car, and I was really suffering. And I said, God, please take these allergies away. And people say you don't hear from God. I heard from God that day. You know what he said?
What?
This booming voice came out of heaven. A hand pointed down through the roof of the car. Nope, none of that happened. You know what I heard in my answer to prayer?
What did you hear?
Okay. I've been fine ever since. True story. A little personal there, but it happened.
Mm-hmm. So works in mysterious ways.
He does, and he answers prayer. And he doesn't always,
yes,
you know,
have
this, there's not always this big dramatic thing.
No, it's,
you know.
Yeah, the heavens don't part and lightning and all that other stuff.
No ray of sunshine, no cloud, no flames.
Just a subtle tap on the back of the head.
Nothing like that even, just, okay. He knew my prayer was sincere. That's a good answer to prayer. Okay.
Yep.
So. Anyway, a lot of answers to prayer going on these days in the household, so it's all good. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Would you join Robin and I at the E-Men's ministry at the Steve Chapman event next Friday night? We have two tickets left for that event. They're $14 a piece. We're giving away a pair of them to you and your plus one. Be more than glad to do that. 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number, go on the air, and we'll be glad to talk to you. Right now, we've got to talk to you about a couple of folks. We're going to talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. We're going to tell you that it's rockfish season. It's still trophy season, and they have the fish are there now. They finally come out of the rivers. They're spawned, and they're starting to disperse across the bay, and you can troll one up, a big one if you want. Chesapeake Outdoors is Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. It's got the Habanero Custom Baits exclusive. You ought to see these with the silicone skirts on them. They're a really nice trolling bait. They'll help you catch a big old rockfish. Now, if you want to troll with planer boards and you've always wanted to try it but don't know anything about it, Chesapeake Outdoors has the planer boards, has the lines, has the flags, has the hardware. They can teach you how to troll with planer boards. They'll fill your spool with fresh line. They've got live and frozen bait. They've got all the terminal tackle. They've got trolling rods and reel combos, no question about it, and anything you need for any kind of fishing. They got the Bubba Blade knives to fillet them. They got the Costa Del Mar sunglasses, huge selection of Costas for, you know, to break down the, to keep the sun from killing you out there on the bay. They got the Yeti coolers to put your catch in. They've got it all. Crossbows and guns and everything else for hunting as well. 410-604-2500 is their phone number. Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island, Maryland. 39B is Dominion Road. Just head down 50, turn on Dominion Road, go around a little turn there, and you will be right in the parking lot for Chesapeake Outdoors. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Clyde Sport Shop. I've already talked about fishing, but they do have the full line of Browning. They're a full service Browning dealer. Full line dealer is what they call it. If you're looking for a shotgun for shooting sports this week or this summer, I'd like to recommend a 725 Satori Sporting. It's a perfect blend of beauty and performance. You've got five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, a triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones. It is a particularly nice model for shooting sporting clays and things like that, if you like. And then there's a field model available also if you want to carry over into the same, you know, for out in the, for out in the field for upland birds and small game and rabbits and such like that. Now, if you want to go the other direction and go to the top of the heap for waterfowl, it's the Maxxis. It's an auto loader. It's got a power drive gas system that reduces recoil. It comes in mossy oak duck blind. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, waterfowl hunting perfection. It's the Maxxis, M-A-X-U-S, and then there's the A5. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. I don't know if that applies to other planets or not, but here on Earth, the A5 is that. Comes with a 100,000 rounder, 5-year guarantee, 3, 3.5 inch chambers and 12 gauge. Comes in mossy oak breakup country camo. It's the A5 from Browning. All, and don't forget the, Buckmark handguns as well. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. 9410-242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, gardeners. Schillinger, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off 97. The greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers at Papa John's. Annuals by the pack or by the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, all that. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too. Ready to plant in your home garden? Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupes, hot peppers, and even herbs. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97, exit 12. You'll see the big barn when you pull off there. 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections, or you can call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden, for your church. You can, you know, dress up the whole place. And don't forget Mother's Day next Sunday, May 13th. 410-969-5909. Papa John's open every day. Visit Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Red Stick 1, a new novel. When a Florida game warden dies in a twisted act of revenge, the boy he raised, now grown and also a game warden, takes off his badge to hunt the killer. Ken Kirkby's new novel, Red Stick 1, an exciting manhunt. Red Stick 1, available on Amazon.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars.
Movie stars.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies. Yep.
And the cement pond.
Allie Mae and her cement pond. Yep. Let's talk to Camo Preacher. Good morning, Camo Preacher.
Good morning. How are you, Alan?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great, man.
Good.
Hey, listen to this. You're going to crack up. I swear you're going to die.
I hope not. I need to be here another 30 years.
There it is.
Oh.
I'm calling about the tick.
You did what?
I'm calling about the ticks.
Yes,
man.
Sir. What about you were slurping your coffee, huh?
Yeah, I was. I did an Alan.
Mm. I have a woman out there that gets mad when I do that.
You know, I had a suspicion. That's why I hadn't heard it very often.
Yeah, but you know what? It was only one complaint. Maybe she'll email me again.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I just took the heat off of you for a day.
Yeah? What's up there, brother?
You know, just the tick thing.
Yep.
You said you didn't know why God created them, and I just remember what I had always been taught and what I had studied. Everybody remembers the story in Genesis about the fall in the garden.
Yes.
And it said that, you know, because of that, God made the ground harder and made thorns and thistles to grow up, and the man's labor would be harder, and then the woman's labor and birth would give it.
Right.
He talked about pestilence being released on the earth.
Pestilence.
And flies, gnats, ticks, jiggers, all those type things, they don't really serve a useful purpose to benefit man.
They're just pestilence.
They're just pestilence. It's something we're tormented with until... You know, until that final day.
I like to talk about the part in Genesis after the fall, when Adam and Eve were in the garden and God came walking and was calling them, "Where are you guys?" And they were naked.
Right.
And they realized their nakedness because of the fall.
Yeah.
Okay. So they hid from God, and God said, "What are you doing?" They said, "We're hiding because we're naked." You know, that's how
I told you.
That's how I made you. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
How did God remedy that situation? Does anybody remember what happened?
Yes. In fact, there's some right that God actually slew a lamb, which is very interesting. And that was the first sacrifice. God actually did the first sacrifice, slew a lamb, and used the skins to cover their nakedness.
I'm not sure if it was a lamb or not, but I'm not sure.
A
what
lamb,
it
or well, when I say
it was
lamb,
an animal,
it could be a ram,
he clothed them in. He killed an animal. He sacrificed an animal, and clothed man as a covering for their sin.
Yes.
Yep.
And
God Himself shed blood.
That's
there will always be a blood sacrifice.
Must be. Not anymore, though, thank God.
No, not anymore. That's all been done 2,000 years ago. So
that's right.
All right, brother. Well, hey. I'll see you Friday night.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, do you want any tickets?
I'm sorry?
You want any tickets?
I got a few.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds like Fran's going to be there, and Mark, our caller, he's going to take a couple, so we're good to go. All right. Hello. Goodbye. Russ left us before I left him. I didn't have a chance to press the button. I feel very bad about that. Neither did you, Chris. You didn't have a chance to kick him out either. He's fun. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So now we know why God made ticks. They are a pestilence. So anyway, I'm out of stuff. We need some calls. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'll tell you again about the celebration coming up next Saturday at Sandy Point State Park. And that is a celebration of 150 years of the Natural Resources Police. They're going to do some demonstrations, canine, in-water chase. They're going to have all the equipment there. There'll be law enforcement agencies there. It's open to the public, and it sounds like a great event. Let me see if I can find the poster. This computer will not allow me to read anything on poster, but I may have downloaded that poster. There it is right there. It's called Great Outdoors Maryland, celebrating the 150th anniversary of Natural Resources Police. It's 150th anniversary, Sandy Point State Park, 10 to 4, next Saturday, May 12th, 1100 East College Parkway in Annapolis. Of course, you know where Sandy Point Park is. They'll have police vessels there and the Natural One helicopter, a canine and tactical boat demonstrations, a display showcasing 150-year history, boat building activity for the kids, Coast Guard, Maryland State Police, Maryland Transit Authority Police, Anne Arundel Fire and Rescue, Baltimore County Marine, and many others will be there. There'll be food trucks on site. And the admission is absolutely free. Absolutely free. If you want more information, dnr.maryland.gov/NRP, or you can call 260-8880. That is Great Outdoors Maryland at Sandy Point next week, May 12th. And, you know, that came to me from one of the officers actually emailed me yesterday and asked to talk about that. And I got a call from an email from the public information officer also a week or so ago talking about that. So it's all nice. 410 WCBM 680. We're trying to, I'm getting emails from, our designer. She's up working on the layout for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Dropped that off this morning. Stuck it under her windshield at 3:30 this morning. So. Yeah, we do what we do. When you're in small business, you do what you do to make things happen. So we got Jack on Towson in the line. Let's see what his subject is, and we'll talk to him in just a minute. Oh, the commercial we heard for Red Stick 1, I got contacted by Ken Kirkaby. He's out of Texas. He's written this book, Red Stick 1, Red Stick 2, and then there's another book he's got on the on the docket, too, if you want to Google him, Kenneth Kirkaby. He's an author, and the book sounds pretty exciting. So I asked him to send me copies of his books, and I think we're going to get those this coming week. So while the commercials are running, Red Stick 1, Red Stick 2, and so forth, the books by Kenneth Kirkaby, I will be more than glad to share some of those things with you. And, you know, it's always nice to talk about somebody who's written a book, and hopefully you'll run to Amazon and get that. It's called Red Stick One. There you go. Jack in Towson. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. I thought this was interesting. I went to Tractor Supply a few days ago to buy a BB gun, a pump BB gun.
Yeah.
And some BBs. The young man, I'm 53. The young man who waited on me couldn't have been more than 21, 22, asked me three times throughout the conversation, and what are you using it for? And I just said, target practice. I didn't tell him I was going to shoot rats with it.
Right.
And they also wanted to see my license when I paid for it. Now, I've got some guns that my brother and I inherited from my father when he passed away. So I haven't it's been a long time since I've bought, you know, anything like that.
Right.
And I just thought that was strange, asking me three times what I was using it for and wanting to see my license. Is that the norm now?
That sounds like policy at Tractor Supply.
Okay.
I mean, have you been listening to what's going on in the financial world when it comes to gun ownership?
No.
The Attorney General of New York has written letters to 9 credit companies and asked them what their stance is on firearms. Are they going to finance companies that produce firearms? And so far, Citibank and Bank of America said they're not going to finance these manufacturers anymore. And I'm guessing they're probably not going to finance your local gun shop either.
Well, they would not have any of my business, I can tell you that.
How do you avoid it?
I don't know.
I'm asking you a serious question because Citibank has any number of credit cards. I think Citi has Home Depot. I think they have Staples. Bank of America, of course, they have their own, you know, they back the, some of the big box stores' credit cards and things like that, you know, so.
I didn't know that.
Right, right.
Didn't know that.
So.
Well, thank you for educating me.
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole gun thing is just, it's ridiculous. I'm so glad to see our president stood up for our Second Amendment God-given rights.
Yes.
At the NRA convention yesterday. You know, he's going to get a lot of critique. But you know what? He said something very interesting. He said, we're going to have these fights. We all fight. I enjoy these fights. So,
sure. Me too.
You know, he's digging it. You know, I'm not a big fan of having to fight and carry on and, you know, conflict and that type of thing. I'm not that kind of guy. Will I dig my heels in? Oh, yeah. No question about it, not be taken advantage of. Will I
absolutely
stand on a principle? Oh, yeah, no question about it. So,
yep.
But anyway, well, thank you, Jack. But, yeah, I'm not sure what the policy is on that company, but, hey, here's something. I went to my bank where I've had a personal account for probably close to 30 years. I've been through 2 sales of the bank. It used to be A, and it used to be B, and now it's C. Okay? I've been through that, you know, that buyout and so forth. I've stayed with this bank. Went in the other day through the drive-through. I didn't have any cash per se, but I did have a $100 bill. So I put it in a thing, and I sent it in, and I said, could I get 20s for that $100 bill? Do you have any accounts here? Yes. Listen. Yes. Do you know your account number? No. Let me look here, Mr. Ellis. Oh, I don't see anything. Well, wait a minute. Here's an account here. I said, tell you what. Send the bill back. I'll come inside. Oh, you don't have to do that. I said, I'll come inside. I was hoping to avoid this teller. Sent the bill back. I went inside. Walked up to the window. And, of course, this same woman waits on me. She said, can I help you? I said, yeah, I just came around from the drive-thru. Maybe you don't recognize me. But anyway, no, I didn't say that. I was thinking that. But anyway, I handed her the bill, and I said, I'd like to get 20s for this. Mr. Ellis, do you have an account here? Yes, I do. Would you like my Social Security number? Yes. Why are you asking me for all this information to break a bill? Well, it's in case we're short or over. We can contact the customer. I said, I'm thinking, well, that's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
You know? So I ask her, why are you actually doing this? Well, we need it in case something happens. And I'm like, okay. So listen to this. She hands me my 20s, and she gives me a receipt with my account number on it, and it has $100 on there. I've got a receipt. For cashing, for cracking a $100 bill at my local bank.
I don't know what to say to that.
I can tell you what I'm going to say to it. Adios, local bank.
No.
They've ticked me off for the last time. So.
Well, I got away from the big
now. This
bank
this
years
was this was a
with the credit union.
Yeah,
and I like it. I do like it.
I get it.
It's in Harford County.
Yep.
I won't name the name.
Nope. I didn't name the name of my bank either.
But I love them.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you like them. I mean, I like my bank on the shore. I just don't like the big banks that...
Nope.
In case anybody's listening, this one used to be Mellon Bank, so might give you a hint. Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day, Jack.
You also. Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We got to take a little break. I got to tell you about a couple of our advertisers and our sponsors, and we hope that you will continue to support them because we like talking about them. Bay Country Bakery Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious, hard-to-resist, scrumptious, fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. Did I tell you they did our wedding cake for our reception? Chris, you've had their product. Yeah, Chris had he had a piece of wedding cake. I don't go through the fast food or chain store drive-through when I'm on Route 50 headed to the marsh or going fishing down that way. My mouth and belly cannot wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side, in the front, and on the sign of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Jeannie Levy, your host, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best, and they do it. And they make a lot of dough doing it. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think that big donut, that big chocolate frosted donut with sprinkles. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
If you're behind on the Cinco de Mayo, you may want to grab an umbrella with a few showers popping up at times ahead of a flood during this morning and also to the afternoon hours. The high today should hit 71. That's the average high for this portion of May. And then rain will increase in coverage through the evening into the overnight hours with a low dropping to 55. A little bit cooler wrapping up the weekend with showers off and on into the afternoon hours. The high should approach 67 degrees. Then a drying trend into Monday with clearing taking place and a high temperature reaching the low 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex, Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50, just off Route 50 at exit 39B Dominion Road, Kent Island, has everything you need for fishing, for trolling for the big stripers to fishing for the smaller ones when the summer season comes out and everything in between. They've got everything for shad and perch and catfish and bass, and they've got turkey hunting stuff. They got a full line of bows like Matthews and crossbows like Raven and 10-point rods, reels, tackle, live bait, frozen bait, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Bubba Blade knives, camo clothing, boots, waders, and all types of crabbing equipment. All that at Chesapeake Outdoors, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Again, right off Route 50 East, 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, has your fishing tackle right here in Baltimore. Penn reels, Shakespeare rods, Fluger rods and reels, Ugly Stick rods, St. Croix, and more. They can fix your rod and reel. They can put a new tip on it, put a new guide on it. They can fill your reels with new line. And they have all the live bait and all the terminal tackle and the frozen bait you can need, want, or imagine. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, phone 242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-FISH. 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop. Been around 61 years.
Red Stick 1, a new novel. When a Florida game warden dies in a twisted act of revenge, a boy he raised, now grown and also a game warden, takes off his badge to hunt the killer. Ken Kirkby's new novel, Red Stick 1, an exciting manhunt. Red Stick 1, available on Amazon.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make him run, but put some old boys raised on shotgun. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
All right, we're back. Let's talk to Dick in Cambridge. Hey, Dick, how are you? Real quick, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I've got a tick story for you.
Okay, and quick.
Okay, I cut grass for 9 summers.
Yep.
About 30 acres a week.
Yep.
I checked myself for ticks as soon as I got home. Even my wife checked me.
Yep.